Del Bianco is going to be in today. Sing us a song, tell us a story, just, you know, amuse us one way or the other. We also have Steve Allen, his CD. We're going to be hearing from Harry. Harry's going to be in naturally. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and this is comedy, man, comedy for kids. Yeah, that's what we do here. We got a show for kids, but it's comedy. And I know a lot of their parents listen, which is good. Get the parents to turn on the radio. Tell the kid to come. Hey, kid, come here. Listen to the radio here.
But I don't want to. I want to play baseball. I want to watch TV.
No, come here. This is better for you. It's good stuff.
But I don't want
to. Hey, come here. Sit down and listen to the program. Is that what you do? Well, maybe not that harsh. Okay, Jessica Harper's first on the agenda here. This is from a CD called Nora's Room. Almost everything on here is quite lovely.
You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push, push, you gotta push, push if you wanna get the elephant on the bus. You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push the elephant. Push, push if you wanna get the elephant. You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push the elephant. Push, push if you wanna get the elephant
over the hill.
You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push, push, you gotta push the elephant. Push the elephant. Push, push if you wanna get the elephant.
Back to the jungle.
Okay, girls, let's push. Push the elephant. Push, push.
Push the elephant,
push, push. Push the elephant, push, push. Push the elephant, push, push. Push the elephant, push, push. Push the elephant, push, push. Push the elephant, push, push. Push the elephant, push, push.
Lou Del Bianco. Ever be called, does anybody ever say Louis?
Oh, yeah, my family. Yeah,
family. Absolutely.
Louis Del Bianco. Yeah. Actually, that's how you find out if you're on junk mailing lists, because when you give somebody another name
exactly.
And what you go by, and then if you get letters with that name, you know, you put one initial in there or something.
Actually, I have a name. It's Lou Del Biargo.
Ah.
I use Lou Del Bianco as my junk mailing list last name.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of junk.
Do you? Yeah. Oh,
a lot
it's
of junk
awful,
about.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just awful.
There is a way to stop that, but we don't really need to discuss that on this program.
That's not why we're here. I'm interested.
There is a way, though.
I'm dying to know what that is. All right, we'll talk about it later. After the show's over. Lou Del Bianco is a... If you haven't heard him, he's been a guest on the show a number of times on this program. Always comes in with a fun story or fun song. Consider yourself a story maker.
As opposed to a storyteller, because yeah. I put a lot of theater in what I do, and the kids participate, and they help me literally act out the story while I'm telling it.
Uh-huh, okay. So you make up stories.
Yeah, and I also, I make them come alive, and I also make up stories that I also make come alive.
Okay,
so there's
good.
A double make there.
Yes. The nice thing is you really have a wonderful hold on what it was like to be a kid. You probably, like me, get accused of never having really grown up. You know, you have this kind of youthful...
All the time.
Yeah. You know, when are you going to grow up? Stop acting like a kid, you creep.
Yeah, you could say that to a kid, and the kid could say, but I am a kid. Yeah, that's true. Once you hit your 30s and 40s.
Yeah, you don't have an excuse anymore. Well, that's when they say that to me, I just look at them and go.
Good retort. I like that.
You like that? That's mature. Tell us what we're going to hear. Harry's going to join us on this, right?
This is not a song from my childhood, but this is a song that I used to do with kids. It's really a camp song. It's about a horse, and it's really one line. You can participate at home because we're going to take away one word from this sentence and keep singing it over and over again until there are no words left. And every time we take a word, it gets sillier and sillier. And, of course, I'd love to have Harry's help on this one.
Yeah.
It's about a horse who went around with his foot off the ground. Doesn't sound very exciting now, but you'll see.
It better be.
The pressure's on. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off the ground. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off the ground. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off the ground. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off the ground. Now, I don't know how long it took to write that one, but we're going to rewrite it.
Okay, decompose.
Decompose. We're going to decompose this song. Very good. Harry, what's the last word in that song that I just said?
Ground.
Okay, let's take the ground off and see how it sounds. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. What's the last word now, Harry?
The.
Oh, let's take the off. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. Oh, the horse went around with his foot off. This is getting graphic. Let's get rid of that foot. No. What's the last word? I made the mistake.
You told me.
I'm sorry.
It's foot, yeah.
Oh, the dog's went around with his foot. Oh, no, it's off. See, I threw both of them.
Let's take off. Off.
Oh, the horse went around with his foot. 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 We went from graphic to totally mundane. So we're going to take his foot off, right?
Yeah, the foot. Yeah,
and
the foot.
Let's see what happens.
Cut off the foot.
Oh, the horse went around with his. 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 What's the last word now, Harry?
Oh, it was his.
Brilliant. Let's take it off. Oh, the horse went around with. 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 How about now, Harry?
Okay, we gotta surgically destroy the with.
Okay.
Give him some anesthetic. It might hurt.
Hand me the scalpel. Here,
yes,
we go.
Here we go.
Oh, the horse went around. 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 How about now, Harry?
Okay, we gotta get rid of that around. It's causing an infection.
Okay, around goes now. Oh, the horse went. Oh, the horse went. Oh, the horse went. Oh, the horse went. How about now, Harry?
We got the went. Went is gone. It's
went
already
is gone.
Got to get rid of it.
Let's get rid of the went.
Went.
Oh, the horse. Oh, the horse. Oh, the horse. Oh, the horse. You keeping track?
Okay, we got to get rid of the horse because he's horse.
Oh, a horse horse.
Oh, he's got a horse horse. He's got a frog in his throat. So he's horse.
Let's get rid of the horse.
Get rid of
the
horse.
Frog.
Cut it out, man.
Oh, the. Oh, the. Oh, the. Oh, the. It sounds like one word, but there really are two there. Yeah. Which one, Harry?
The.
Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Get rid of the.
Okay, let's go. Oh. 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 Oh.
Sounds like that horse went right into your throat.
Definitely. What's the last word? What's the only word?
Oh.
Here's the most exciting song you're ever going to hear. Let's go.
Yeah.
There you go. You see, isn't that kind of cool? Kind of funny.
Very cool. Very cool. That's fun.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's fun. You could probably make them up. You could probably do a whole bunch of songs like that.
You could, yeah, you can make up your own lines.
Yeah. I'm not going to try now, though.
No, I don't think you should, and I know Harry wants to.
I know. I'm chomping at the bit.
Forget it. I'm not letting you. You know, we're not going to steal Lou's thunder.
That's right.
Okay, just his horse. Okay, Lou Del Bianco here on Knock on Wood, singing an old camp favorite. He's got a CD called A Little Bit Clumsy with a lot of very nice songs on here. Beautifully produced and better produced than what you just heard. But don't worry.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes less is more.
It is true. And sometimes was, that rough, that kind of, that's how we get by on this show. Yeah. We kind of like,
and that song got lesser and lesser, didn't it?
It got, yes. Okay, very cute. By Lou. Lou Del Bianco here on Knock on Wood. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I want to have dog breath. I want to have fur on my face. I want to have dog breath. Get petted all over the place. Hi there, my name is Howard, and my friends call me How Weird. In order to sing this song, you're going to have to think like a dog. You got to kind of get into a doggy frame of mind. And the way to do that is to pant a little like a dog. So pant with me. Here we go. Ha, 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 ha. Now yowl. Ow! Another good yowl. Ow! Now scratch that flea. Scratch it. Ooh, feels so good when you scratch it. And wiggle your tail. Wiggle that tail. Yeah, one more time. Now let's pant and get in that doggy frame of mind. Here we go. And sing. I want to have dog breath. I want to have fur on my face. I want to have dog breath. Get petted all over the place. Dog's got it easy, except for scratching fleasies. Dog's got a life that's pretty good. Their clothes cost a dollar. All they wear is just a collar. And they're happy when they're chewing on some wood. I want to have dog breath. I want to have fur on my face. I want to have dog breath. Get petted all over the place. I got a dog named Birdie who likes to roll in dirty and then shake all over Mama's rug. He eats food at the table whenever he is able, and then for dessert he eats a bug. I want to have dog breath. I want to have fur on my face. I want to have dog breath. Get petted all over the place. Now one more time, let's pant like a dog. Here we go. And yowl, here we go, yowl. Ow! One more time. Ow! And scratch that flea. Scratch it. Oh, it feels so good when you scratch it just right. Ooh, now wag that tail. Wag that big furry tail. And pant a little bit more. And sing. I want to have dog breath. I want to have fur on my face. I want to have dog breath. Get petted all over the place.
The Howard Hanger Jazz Fantasy for Kids Only. That's on an LP. It goes back a while, must say. Put out in 1986. It sounds suspiciously like that Barry Lewis Polisar song, I Want to Be a Dog. But who am I? Who am I to cast blame anywhere? Okay, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Chorney, and Lou Del Bianco is left. I've been meaning to ask you a question.
Yeah?
What's in that bottle?
Aha! I was wondering when you were going to ask me that. All right, let me ask you this first. If someone 20 years ago came up to you and offered to sell you a bottle of water for $2, what would you do?
Well, the younger listeners wouldn't remember this, but 20 years ago, that would have been considered absolutely preposterous. The notion that someone is going to sell you water was like someone selling you sand on a beach. I would have rolled up this newspaper right here and bopped them over the head with it.
Aha! And now, 20 years later, if someone came up to you and offered you a bottle of water for $2?
I'd ask them what brand, and if I was thirsty, maybe I'd buy it.
Okay. So what do you think I'm offering to sell you in this bottle right here for only $2?
I don't know.
Fresh, wholesome, pure, triple-filtered air! Hey, what are you doing? Stop hitting me with that rolled-up newspaper!
That's ridiculous. Air?
Hey! They laughed at Perrier. They laughed at Poland Springs. They laughed at Poland Powell.
They laughed at Poland.
But 20 years later, they're raking it in. And though you laugh now, I predict it. 20 years, buying a bottle of air will be like buying a bottle of pop.
Bottle of popcorn?
Pop!
Yes, son.
I'm not your son.
And I'm not your moon.
Look, I'm talking about soda.
Baking soda?
Why would anyone want to bake soda? You're supposed to drink it cold.
You brought it up.
Soda!
Yes, son?
Huh?
Look, why would I pay for a bottle of air?
Same reason why you pay for a bottle of water. The air stinks, Steve. People are dying for a nice breath of fresh air. Its powers are recuperative. It'll turn you into a new man or woman. The air was bottled up in the Arctic where the air is pure. No unsightly toxins or chemicals. Here, I'll give you a free sample to show you what a nice guy I am. Twist off the top here. Now, quick, put the end in your nose.
All right.
All right, now, what do I do?
Breathe, man, breathe.
Ah, hey, wow. Feels like my lungs are being cleaned out.
Sure, that's because this air only contains the right amounts of nitrogen and oxygen with a little bit of argon thrown in for flavor. You won't find anything else. It's as if you're flossing your lungs. But clean air can be used for lots of things besides breathing.
Like what?
Bike tires. Who wants dirty air in their bike tires? I mean, if you had a choice, wouldn't you like to know that the air in your tires are free of smog? It'll run a lot better.
Maybe.
You're in love and you're floating on air. Wouldn't you want to float on the cleanest air possible? Who wants to float on dirty air? Get me?
Maybe.
You're a kid and you're playing air guitar. You're going to use dirty air? Maybe if you're playing heavy metal, but I'm sure your parents won't like it. They'll insist that your air guitar is clean, 100% triple-filtered Arctic Harrier.
Harrier?
That's the brand. Harrier. Sounds almost French.
Well, that's because it rhymes with derriere.
What's your language?
English. What's yours?
French.
I thought you said it was Arctic air.
I don't know an Arctic air. You'd have to talk to an Eskimo. I know a Scottish air. Oh, McTavish is dead, and his brother don't know it. His brother is dead, and McTavish don't know it, and both of them dead, and they're lying in bed, and neither one knows that the other is dead.
I think you've been breathing too much of your own air.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Acme Television Rating Service. Do you have a television set, madam?
Yes, I have.
I see. Are you watching it this evening?
No, not at this hour.
Not at this hour?
No.
Well, we have to check, you know, as to who watches these very late programs, because they are on the air. And a lot of people do get quite angry when we get them out of bed, but after all, we have to make a dollar, too. Did I get you out of bed, madam?
Yes, I was asleep.
You were asleep. All right, I'll put that in the goof column here. I see. What's a?
10 minutes of 2.
It's 10 minutes of 2. Oh, I'll put that in the very bad goof column then.
Is it 10 minutes of 2 or 10 minutes of 1?
What's a?
10 to 2 or 10 to 1. I can't see.
Well, I believe you're still half asleep, aren't you?
No.
Do you ever watch television late in the evening?
You mean the late break show?
Well, not particularly, no.
I think you're going to get that.
Is this Mrs. Goldstein?
Yes.
Do you know where your wandering boy is tonight?
Who is that?
Who is that? How many sons have you?
Two.
What's your first name?
Rose.
Bart Goldstein. He your son?
Who?
Oh, Art Goldstein.
No.
What, say?
What's so funny?
Well, there's a fella here who says you're his mama. And when you say no, it breaks us all up. This is the Santa Ana police calling.
Oh, come on now, stop being funny.
If I ever do, we're all in trouble. But, no, really, Art Goldstein is here, and he says you're his mother. You don't have a son named Art Goldstein?
Art?
Yes. Do you have...
A son, Arthur Goldstein.
Oh, Arthur.
Where is this call coming from? Where is this call coming from?
Where is it coming from? Well, Art is in the saloon here tonight.
And he's
not drinking himself. He doesn't drink, does he?
I hope not.
No, Art is out here. This is actually, I'll be serious with you. This is Steve Allen calling from Hollywood.
Oh, go on.
Go on yourself.
No, really, I mean it.
What's that?
Are you calling from California?
Sure. Incidentally, you will accept the charges, won't you? No, Arthur is here, and we just wanted to make sure that our program was getting in there, but now I'm not even sure our phone call is.
No, your phone call. Are you Steve Allen?
Yes.
Not. Oh, no.
Yes, I am. Don't I sound like him?
I don't know.
Actually, I imitate his voice. Some people think it's very convincing.
No, I don't think you are.
You don't think so?
But I know you're calling for the long distance by that sound that I hear.
Yes. Do you hear anybody laughing here?
Oh, that I hear, and it's silly. But, you know, it's good.
Well, we have 400...
That's very contagious. Everybody else is laughing there.
Yes, well, all of us are drinking and laughing here. Listen, Art, no, really, Art's here at this wild party. We've had belly dancing and everything here tonight. But I just want to let you know that Art's in good shape, and he'll probably call you tomorrow and tell you more about this than you will.
No, he doesn't call me. He waits for me to call him.
Well, Mrs. Goldstein, you're marvelous. The only reason I have to hang up now is because we're going to have Tony Bennett sing for us here. Otherwise, you're marvelous. I'd love to keep...
Oh, where shall I... Well, I'll tune in. Where will I hear it?
Well, actually, you'll hear it in 2 weeks.
Oh.
That's kind of hard to understand at 2 a.m, isn't it? But I bet Arthur will call you this time, and he'll explain why you'll hear it in
now,
2 weeks.
Now, really, tell me, who are you?
This is Steve Allen. Honest.
Honest?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to brag about it.
Mrs. Goldstein, you are a doll, and the only reason, as I say, I have to hang up now is because Tony Bennett's going to sing for us, and we're getting near the end of our show.
Is that hysterical? Or what? That's from a Steve Allen CD, On the Air, the classic comedy of Steve Allen, put out on Varese Saraband there in California. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. If you're tuning in late, I'll tell you what's happening here. Harry's decided to bottle air and sell it. Just like selling water 20 years ago would have been considered totally ridiculous, and now they have all kinds of designer water. Harry is going to do the same thing with air. He's found an area up in the Arctic that has only 100% clean, unadulterated air. Pure air, by the way, is made up of about 72% nitrogen, 72%, and 26% oxygen, small amounts of argon and carbon dioxide. Anything else, and it becomes smoggy.
You want another whiff?
Sure.
Okay. I'll twist off the top here. Okay, quickly stick the neck up your nose. Breathe quick. We don't want any of it escaping.
Right.
Here goes.
Ah, feels like my lungs are going on vacation.
Gives new meaning to the term being on the air, huh?
And I am on the air.
Just think, if I could sell this in bulk to the radio station, so when all the programs are on the air, they're on clean, pure, triple-filtered air, think how much better the transmission's going to be, not to mention the content. People won't be offended by what comes out of their radios anymore, and they won't get static.
It won't get static, they'll get ecstatic.
I like the way you think, Johnny.
Hey, I heard someone is selling clean air in here.
Dr. Fenstermacher, good to see you. I'm selling. Want a bottle?
Well, a bottle, huh? Buddy, I want 100 bottles. I've been looking for clean air ever since I moved to this town.
Well, I got a case right here. You gonna take it home with you?
Nah, I'll breathe it right here. Give me that bottle.
Right. Twist the top off and stick it in your nose.
Yeah, that's the sissy way. I drink it down, like breathing through your mouth.
Well, you're the doctor.
Ah, give me another.
Well, there you go.
All right. Good stuff. I love clean air.
Here you are. Here's another one.
I'm already feeling like a new man, though a bit lightheaded.
Yeah, clean air will do that to you.
I'm feeling a little funny. Give me another bottle.
Well, maybe you've had enough, Doc.
Nah, come on, give it that to me. Just a few more. Whoa, this feels great.
Harry, look, is it my imagination or is Fenstermacher starting to float off the chair?
Well, this whole thing is your imagination, Steve.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think he is.
Give me another one. Hey, what are you
guys talking about? I'm feeling wonderful.
Holy cow, Harry, it's a liftoff.
Hey, come down here, Doc.
What's happening to me? I'm feeling so happy. What kind of air is this?
Harry, let me see one of those bottles. This is an air. It says helium. Whoops.
Ow, my head. Get me off the ceiling.
Got a pin? Maybe we can burst him.
No, I think we just have to wait till he comes down on his own. Eventually, he'll keep breathing and the helium will be diluted.
You know, something's kind of cool up here.
I think your air idea needs a little more work, Harry. Where'd you get this helium?
I don't know. I guess my supplier was unreliable.
Well, let's hear another recording. When we come back, maybe Dr. Fenstermacher will be down from there.
Hey, this is fun. Got any more of that stuff? Whoopee!
Down by the bay. Traditional kid song. With a stop and a rhyme in it. Down by the bay, where the watermelon grows, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother would say, did you ever see a whale with a polka dotted tail? Down by the bay, down by the bay. where the watermelon grows. Back to my home I dare not go, for if I do, my mother would say, did you ever see a bear combing his hair down by the bay? Down by the bay, where the watermelon grows. Back to my home I dare not go, for if I do, my mother would say, did you ever see a moose kissing a goose down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelon grows? Back to my home I dare not go, for if I do, my mother would say, did you ever see a bee drinking his tea down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelon grows? Back to my home I dare not go, for if I do, my mother would say, did you ever see Gary losing his hairy down by the bay?
Losing his hairy?
Well, that's what he said. That's Gary Van Slyke, and that's on a cassette called Singing with Amanda. He's in Amsterdam, New York. A lot of nice traditional tunes on this, and he does a real nice job. I want to thank Gary for giving me that cassette to play on the show, and we're just about done.
Give me some more of that air.
No! You've had enough.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. Today's episode was also written with Kelly Kenyon. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page with CDs, DVDs, and books, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. There are two ways that you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs. If you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous programs. Or you can go to iTunes, type in my name, and download the podcasts. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.